Well-known pop singer Václav Neckář, who many will remember as the ill-fated Miloš in the Czech film Closely Watched Trains, has indicated he intends to fight an allegation he collaborated with the STB, Communist Czechoslovakia's secret police. Earlier this week, the Czech newspaper Lidové Noviny reported it had uncovered original documents allegedly revealing that Mr. Neckář met 16 times with an STB agent over a period of 9 years, from 1978 to 1987. According to Lidové Noviny, Mr. Neckář was listed as an STB confidant, expected to report on fellow colleagues including singer and close friend Marta Kubišová. Mr. Neckář has already reacted, making clear through a representative he will not take the allegation lying down. On Wednesday, his lawyer, Radek Ondruš, spoke to public broadcaster Czech TV.
Pane Neckář neprochází žádnými oficiálními seznamy spolupracovníků nebo agentů státní
bezpečnosti. Mr. Neckář's name doesn't appear on any official lists naming STB agents or collaborators. He never knowingly collaborated with the secret police. That's one reason why we're going to apply for a copy of his lustration papers.
A na důkaz toho si vyžádáme jeho lustrační osvědčení.
According to reports, Mr. Neckář may also sue the organizers of the Trutnov Festival, an open-air event where he is scheduled to perform this summer. Organizers there revealed they were likely to scratch Mr. Neckář from the list of performers unless he provided some kind of written explanation. The head of the festival, Martin Věchet, told Radio Prague it would be inappropriate for anyone with STB connections to perform at Trutnov for both moral and historic reasons.
Trutnov má takovou specifickou tradici.
The Trutnov Festival has a very specific tradition which is unusual in Western countries. The festival began on the basis of police persecution in communist Czechoslovakia when police broke up gatherings and illegal concerts held secretly on various farms. Young people met at such concerts and were dispersed by the police. It would be crass for anyone who even indirectly supported the regime to play at a festival like this one.
Třeba nepřímo podporovali, to znamená spolupracovníci STB.
Mr. Věchet concedes that the STB used all kinds of methods in the past to manipulate individuals and made clear he would prefer if dealings with Mr. Neckář were resolved in a constructive fashion, such as an open letter of explanation which would allow the singer to still perform. Meanwhile, several of Mr. Neckář's colleagues have also come to the singer's defense. Marta Kubišová, one of those allegedly reported on, said Mr. Neckář had actually helped her in difficult times under communism. She makes clear current developments will have no impact on their friendship. It is not yet obvious how far Mr. Neckář will now proceed. His lawyer first wants an opportunity to assess the contents and authenticity of the documents uncovered by Lidové Noviny before choosing whether to file charges, and if so, who to file charges against.